I'm Tobin Beck from Concordia University in Seward, and I'm here with Brian Moore, who is Associate Professor of Communication and Theater and is Director of the Theater Program at Concordia. So welcome, Professor Moore.
Thank you.
And was wondering if you could tell us a little bit about the theater program and what we all offer here at Concordia.
Well, the theater program has both its academic and production sides. They are not necessarily connected or required to do both. We do have the major and the minor in theater, as well as some connections with education endorsements throughout the different levels of the education program. We do offer a number of courses in many areas of theater. Many of them are available for general education credit or requirements. But again, with the major and the minor, we do have the advanced courses as well for those, depending on what the students would like to pursue while they are here or beyond. We also have technical classes that do require the students to work on productions, but most projects are within the class itself. On the production side, most of our students are mainly involved on the production side. So we do a number of shows throughout the school year. We do about 2 to 3 main stage shows during the school year, at least one each semester. We also do a number of student-produced shows, one being a children's show as part of the Plum Creek Literacy Festival, which the Education Department hosts here in the fall. And then in the spring, we offer a one-act festival, which is a festival of short plays, which the directors are students in a class I teach called Play Production. And they select their own show, they cast the show through auditions, and then they go through a rehearsal process and then produce a weekend of those one acts together in about early to mid-April.
Okay. Now, your area of expertise is something called dramaturgy. Can you explain what that means?
Sure. Dramaturgy is an area of theater in which it focuses on a few different areas, a few different skill sets, if you will. One is working with research in terms of working with a production or with a new playwright to help them either develop a new work or to help provide research and feedback on an existing work. So we collaborate kind of like a liaison between the different areas of theater, designers, technicians, directors, actors, and the dramaturg will work with them to provide any information that they may require, additional feedback in the rehearsal process or in the writing process, depending on the type of situation. And ultimately, working with audiences later on through different kinds of writing materials or discussions after the show, materials before the production goes up. There's a lot of different ways that we communicate and work with both the production group as well as with the audience afterwards.
Okay. Is this for developing new plays or someone who is interested in writing a play? So who would this mostly apply to?
I think it applies to pretty much anybody in theater. When I got my degree at Iowa, and I was part of the Playwrights Workshop there. So a lot of our work was involved with working with graduate writers, playwrights, to develop their work on a weekly basis. But we also work in the production room, in the rehearsal room. So we'll work with actors and directors on different kinds of information that they need for a certain show. It could be historical, it could be based on language in terms of providing information about how to say certain words or what certain words mean, the context of certain phrases and situations that are in the show. And also providing just historical context as well, information about what may have been going on during the time of this play, if a play is true or accurate or based on a certain real event, we can assist in talking about that event. So there's a lot of different ways to go about the work. And it's really neat because every show is different. You know, we talk about lots of different topics, and every show has a different topic or a different set of themes or situations that go with it. So a dramaturg's job always changes, because we could be doing dramaturgy for Shakespeare work, which has been here for centuries, or we could be doing something for a new work that was just drafted a week ago. So it's really fun. You know, sometimes you just never know what you're going to do until you get into the process. And to have that flexibility and the skill set to do research, but also to communicate, I think those are the two biggest qualities that you need to be a dramaturg, that research interest, but also the ability to communicate and work with others on a production.
Well, that sounds fascinating, and that sounds like that would add another level of understanding by the people putting on the play of what exactly they're doing, context, so that they would be able to better interpret the words of the play to present what the play is all about.
Absolutely. And it's important for everyone involved to know what the playwright is trying to do, especially when you're working on established plays, when the playwright cannot be there. You are more or less the representative or the advocate for the play and the playwright and the play. So you want to make sure that the production is honoring the work of the playwright. So that is a big deal, and our goal is to share as much as we can of what the playwright may be trying to do, whether they're alive or dead, but what they're trying to do, so you can present the production the way the playwright would want, and to know how to present it as your character or as the director or the designer.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds terrific. Is that something that's widely done now in play production?
It should be done more. Dramaturgy is a newer area of theater, but it's been around for a few centuries now. It's actually more popular in Europe, in Germany, England especially. It's gained a lot of popularity throughout the U.S., and a lot more productions or a lot more theater companies are hiring dramaturgs, either by a show-by-show basis or on a permanent basis for their whole season. Some are also literary managers, which help with the season selection process, picking plays, picking themes for a season, etc. So there's a lot of jobs and tasks that could be involved with dramaturgy. And you see them in different names. You know, a director of education may use a lot of dramaturgy, literary manager, as I mentioned, or just dramaturg. And you're actually starting to see more and more dramaturgs recognized in movies as well, which is cool.
So how did you get interested in that?
Grad school. I learned about it through one of my professors in grad school. And I actually, my first time in grad school for my MA, I was just doing just kind of a general theater master's, and I started to take classes that required more and more research, and I was introduced to the term dramaturgy at that time. And after taking a few years off to just work and such, I had an opportunity to go back, and dramaturgy was one of the programs that I started to look into more. And my teaching mentor from that previous school, Tish Jones, actually moved and started teaching at Iowa. So she told me a lot of good things about the Iowa program, and as a result, I looked into it and applied, and I went there and got my degree there, and it was great. I'm very appreciative of that experience. I had a lot of mentors and a lot of great peers who are also doing some really cool things in all kinds of areas: acting, directing, dramaturgy.
Can you talk a bit about some of the people who have influenced you and really made an impression?
Sure. Well, I mentioned Tish Jones. She was important to me in a lot of ways, mainly as an advocate of theater, an advocate of culture, looking at my culture. She was a professor of African-American history as well as a director. And we did a lot of work with outreach theater. And I assisted her in directing and producing a student outreach group, theater group there while I was in grad school. So we did a lot of cultural and social awareness topics for schools and communities. So not just about race, ethnicity, but also about just being socially minded, ethical human beings, you know. So we talked about things like bullying and being culturally proficient, and also just talking about historical events and historical people. So she really made me just kind of recognize a lot of things about being a person, and but also being an artist, about being the connection of spirituality with art and with theater, which was a really big thing for her as well. So she was a big one. My dramaturgy professors there, especially Art Bereka, was a major influence on me as well. And then just many of my colleagues that I have around the country and actually the world that I've met through different conferences, professional conferences and such, who have also inspired me. It's really cool to actually, you know, I've read all these books about dramaturgy reading all these plays, and then to go to conferences and actually get to like have coffee with the person who wrote like this preeminent book about dramaturgy, which is really awesome. So there's a lot of really good people out there. And dramaturgs are very approachable, I've learned. And I think most theater artists should be and are, but dramaturgs especially want to, you know, they love conversation. They love to help people. And they love to kind of have that dialogue about the work, the art, but also just about anything. And we're always kind of perpetual learners, because you never know what we need to know for the next situation.
Okay. And where you talk about social awareness, social consciousness, being ethical people and so on, you've really brought that to the theater program and the students that you've worked with. Can you talk about that just a little bit?
Well, I do teach a class called Theater for Outreach, and I try to talk about how theater can be used beyond the stage, whether that means in the classroom, which I also try to teach in a class called Creative Drama. Those are my two main classes, where I talk about looking at theater beyond the stage, looking at theater for purposes beyond entertainment. I think theater should be educational. It should have a purpose and a message. I think theater can cause people to be proactive about different issues that need to be addressed. I think we can watch a lot of theater and see a lot of theater that's out there, you know, whether it's on Broadway or off Broadway and, you know, regional, where theater is being used and being used to address lots of social, personal, even political issues that are out there. And I think that's an important thing to acknowledge, the power that theater does have to discuss those different issues. We do a lot of, when we do outreach here at Concordia, we develop materials, oftentimes for schools, about different issues such as bullying and self-respect and how to help each other as oftentimes as bystanders watching problems happen, but also how to help ourselves and be proactive in our empowering in our own situations. But we also talk about when we go to churches, or we go to St. John across the street, we talk about issues of being ethically and Christian minded individuals, and how to show that through our behavior and through the work that we do. So there's a lot of different ways that outreach can be connected. But theater can be connected to other subject areas as well, which is something I also often try to teach too. So.
Okay. So say that a prospective student comes to you and says, I'm interested in theater, but I'm not quite sure what I would like to do. What would you say to them?
I would tell them to try everything. I've learned through my experience that dabbling in different parts of the theater process, whether it's on stage, off stage, tech shops, different shops, different technical shops. The learning how all the parts go together, I think, is important. Even if you are not necessarily looking at doing theater as a career, just getting involved in theater can help you in a wide range of ways in terms of skill set, especially. It helps your vocal skills, it helps your body skills, body awareness, body language and gestures, facial recognition, but also can help you just in terms of public speaking, learning how to have presence, stage presence in front of others, which can be useful for like public speaking situations, like speeches that you may have to give in a meeting or in a lecture or, you know, larger, small setting, classrooms, etc. So a lot of those skills are applicable to pretty much every career that's out there. So I think theater can be useful for that. Now, if they're looking at doing theater as a whole, that's awesome. And there are a lot of ways to get involved with theater, both in the academic setting, but even beyond this situation, in terms of pursuing internships, whether it's for acting or for technical work or design or even for playwriting. There's a lot of ways to kind of identify theater companies that have such opportunities for internships and apprenticeships, applying or auditioning for community theater in your area. That's always a great way to get involved locally, wherever you are. So that's a wonderful way of one of a direction of involvement there too. There's a, you know, and if they don't feel like, and the other thing is, a lot of people feel like theater is acting. There's always that, you know, it's just about acting, and it's not true. I mean, if you have some type of skill set in set construction, you know, wood construction or metal construction, or working with costumes and fabrics, or working with electrics, like lights and sound, and such, there's a way to get you involved as well. There's so many ways to use the skills of others, musically, for dance purposes, for, you know, for musicals and certain kinds of shows. So there's, I have to believe that there are many skills that can be applied to theater, and in exchange, theater will give you a chance to learn and apply those skills as well.
So you work with both a mix of students who are majors, who are minors, and then students, if they're not a major or minor, they also can participate?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, anybody can do theater at Concordia. Anyone can audition for a show at any time, and anyone can volunteer to help in any of the technical shops or backstage or to usher. You know, there's a lot of ways to get involved. For those who, one area that I didn't talk about much yet is about our improv group. We have a student improv group that meets a couple times a week to develop skills that they can apply both to scripted work, but also to unscripted work or, you know, improvised work. And they are, as I said, they're student run. They have a leadership panel. It's a pretty popular group. They have anywhere, you know, upwards of 30 or so people per meeting or per week that come to those rehearsals. And they perform about 10 to 12 times, both on and off campus. So they're very involved, both on campus, but also in the community, and also going out and doing some outreach work as well, performing for churches or doing workshops with DCE retreats or at schools. So there's a lot involved there. That group was initiated by students, and those students were not necessarily theater majors. They were students who just wanted to do theater. And they got together, started as a small group, and this is about their, I think, about their 10th year now, or 10th or 11th year now, and they have been doing some great work, and they're, as I said, very popular group. Their shows sell very well, both on campus as well as off. So,
yeah, that's great. You mentioned musicals, and you also have talked about the one act, the improv group. What's the general rotation or schedule of shows through the year, or types of things that you do?
Well, if you're thinking about from like an order, usually we start with our children's show about September, late September, early October, depending on when the Plum Creek Literacy Festival is. It's that weekend. Then do our fall main stage show in early November. Usually try to do a couple weekends whenever we can. And then after that, we have one or two spring shows in February and or March. And those are, again, kind of main stage shows, but a little bit smaller scale than our fall show in most cases. And then we conclude with our one-act festival in April. The improv group performs throughout the year, though kind of at least once every month or every other month. Occasionally, we get asked to do some stage readings, and we'll probably do at least one or two of those this year as well. One in December. We'll do at least one in December, and we might do one in early spring as well. We're working out that detail.
So. Okay. And how often do you do musicals?
We do a musical about every other fall semester. It's usually about every other year. And it's a big show. It's a big process. It involves a lot of people. We get some assistance through the music program. You know, they are working above and beyond what they normally do. It works best, we've learned, to try to do the show every other school year and kind of gets people excited, kind of heading up to that show and such. And, you know, occasionally we end up maybe sneaking in a smaller show that is musically related, whether it's a kind of variety show or a smaller musical or such. But it's usually our big one is that every other year.
Okay. And the venues here at Concordia where you present shows, can you...
Yeah, we usually end up doing our fall shows in our fall main stage show in Weller Auditorium. And then most of our other shows take place in the Studio Theater or the Black Box Theater in the basement of the music building, the music center. And that would include at least one of our spring shows, spring main stages. Our children's show is in the Studio Theater, as are many of our improv shows and our one act festival. So those are our main areas. Occasionally, we will do a reading or a show in TLEC Auditorium, but we've also performed off campus. We have our community theater here in Seward, Old Glory Theater, and we will perform. We have performed a show there at least once this past last year, and we will do so this spring as well. And then we also have performed. We performed at the Civic Center. We've had students' shows at the Band Shell here in Seward. And occasionally we even do some outreach again, just performing in different locations beyond there.
Okay. And this year coming up as your main show, you have Mary Poppins. Can you talk about that?
I mean, Mary Poppins it's Mary Poppins. It's a great Disney classic. The musical is interesting in that it's not exactly the movie. And it's the one thing I try to tell people is it is a little different because the musical is also based on the books. So the Mary Poppins that we see is kind of a blend between what the book says and what the movie presents. So still a great Mary Poppins, still a great character, all the kind of classic characters that we normally see are there, maybe a few new ones here and there. We're excited to present it.
Okay, and what are the dates for that?
The dates are, we have two weekends. The first weekend is Friday and Saturday, November 3rd and 4th. And then those are at 7 o'clock, and it is in Weller Auditorium. And then the second weekend is Friday and Saturday nights, the 10th and 11th at 7, and then Sunday the 12th at 2 o'clock.
Okay. And if someone is interested in attending, they can buy tickets at the door?
Yeah, you can buy tickets at the door. We will also have tickets available in advance at the Concordia Bookstore.
Excellent. So anything else that you might want to add about the program or about what you're doing?
It's a busy time. We do a lot of work, and I am blessed with great students who want to do the work and they want to do it well. And that gives us the opportunity to do the amount of shows we do in the time we have. I like to call our program small but mighty because, you know, our staff isn't necessarily the largest in the world when you talk about faculty and staff, but we have a lot of students who take responsibility in many of the projects that we do, and they show that they can take on that responsibility and they want to do it well and work with others and help others to make sure the show is the best that it can be. So I will continue to support that work and encourage that work whenever possible. It's a great program. It's a great program with great students and great staff. So it's excited to keep going.
Well, it's a program that has a wonderful reputation and has a wonderful history that you've done a magnificent job with. So I want to thank you for that and thank you for being here today. Again, I'm here with Professor Brian Moore of the Concordia Theater Program.
Thank you.
And I'm Tobin Beck. Thanks for listening.